Hi, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Rory. And together we are...
The Romies!
We are married.
To each other.
Right. We are a touring musical duo.
And our music has taken us to all kinds of places all around the world and keeps us always on the go.
So we hope you enjoy our stories and adventures while running around working to keep all your plates spinning.
And we hope to facilitate your busy lifestyle and feed your inner travel bug.
Mm-hmm.
Rory and I have been traveling across country back towards our home in Los Angeles, and we stopped in Holbrook, Arizona, which was originally utilized as a train depot. And then it grew to be the county seat of Navajo County in northeastern Arizona. What was the story you were saying, Rory?
Apparently the railroad guy's name who brought the railroad here was Holbrook, and so they named the town after him, even though he ended up settling in Pueblo, Colorado, and, you know, dying there.
Well, you got to start somewhere. So Holbrook has a lot going on, and they have like different events throughout the year. So they have a Navajo County Fair. They have an art series. They have a cart show. They have a Petrified Forest relic tour. So there's a lot of things going on here. I only mentioned a few. They also have a walking tour, and you can stop at the Historic Center Tourism Office, which we're going to tell you about in a minute. But there you can pick up a guide for a walking tour, and it's a self-guided tour, 2.5 miles, and just like a ton of stuff that you could see on that tour. They have two dog parks. You've got the Petrified Forest National Park here. There is a hunt park with a lot of like swimming pools and basketball courts and skateboard areas. So like if you're gonna, you know, spend the night here, the day here, and you got family, there's something for them to just a place to get out of the car on a road trip. So there's also like golf course, there's a rock art ranch by appointments, different reservations you can visit. And then at the Navajo County Historical Society Museum, the museum itself is super fun, and we recorded a quick little interview with Dawn, who was at the desk there, and so we're gonna play that little excerpt for you now. So we are at the Holbrook Visitor Center and Museum, and it's maintained and run by the Navajo County Historical Society, and it is so well done. It's super cute. Rory and I just came in here to use the restroom, and we couldn't leave because there's so many rooms in here to check out and all of these different parts of history that you can check out. So I'm here with Dawn, who is our host today, and give us a quick, like, tell me what is upstairs. What would I see if I ran upstairs real quick?
You would see the courtroom, the judge's chamber, an old library, military room, hash knife, a room with nothing but old typewriters, and then our first level is what an old classroom would have looked like.
So fun. Okay, and then there's more on this level. So what's back here?
Down here is you have like a little pharmacy, like a little store that shows dresses and, you know, outfits of what people would wear back in the old days. The other section would have been what an old living room and kitchen would have looked like with the old burning stove you would cook on. And then on the other side would be prehistoric Native American and cowboy. And then down the hall, you have a bunch of old, say, cameras, toys, things that people would use on the farm. And then we have our Route 66 auditorium.
That was really fun. I liked going in there.
And then we do have our old jail and sheriff station. So that's one of the things that a lot of people like to come and see is the old jail.
Yes. And there's even a sign here that says, you know, sheriff's office. And Rory and I went back in the jail area, and I don't know. It was just really fun to see what it would have been like, or what it was like, because this was the actual jailhouse here.
Serious jail down there. You're not going to escape from that, I don't think.
No, don't get in trouble.
That they got the jail moved here in the late 1800s and built the walls around the jail. It's like so heavy, once they put it in place, they built everything around it. So it's as it was, used until 1976. Glad I didn't have to stay there.
Rory's really good at going to museums and reading all the signs, and I just like run through and get the overview and see what's here, and it's like, oh my goodness, there's so many good things here to see. Right. Any other highlights you want to talk about, Rory?
Well, she had some.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Actually, they had the men's jail, what that is, and then they had a solitary confinement. They had a woman's, And then they had a juvenile section, but that kind of fell down. But, you know, yeah.
In this actual building.
Yes, in this building. And the thing is, once in a while, like in our old West Fest, we'll use the jail for like an escape room. So you would have to do little clues to find out and find the key to get out. But
fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to work here because I'm... get to meet interesting people.
And
people like us.
Well, thank you so much. We're going to put links to the location here and how people can find you guys, your Facebook link and all of that, so people can connect with you. And next time they're in Holbrook, this is definitely a must see. This is just so well done. Thank you for talking with us, Dawn, and letting us use your restroom, but also find all the wonderful things that you guys have so well displayed here. And of course, there's also a little gift area so you can take home books.
Yeah, and there's no tax on any of our merchandise either because we're a nonprofit and everything goes right back into our museum to keep it maintained.
So see, you get stuff out of helping people. I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dawn. We really appreciate your tourism office. This is the most fun tourist center we've ever been in. So thank you so much.
That was a fun place to stumble on, stopping to use their restrooms that are open to the public. This whole COVID-19 thing, a lot of places don't let you, but that was cool. Turned out to be a museum. Really cool things. I liked the library especially. It was really cool. All the books everywhere, the shelves and the ladder that you roll around the room, the law library. It's a place I could sit and have coffee. I think I'd like to have one of those in my home. I think that would be really cool. Wood, nice, cozy feeling library. You know, they also say there are ghosts in there. Legend has it, and has been confirmed, apparently, by Paranormals coming in 2011. Legend has it that there are three prisoners whose ghosts haunt there, and the prison has been there in the same exact place forever. They built the walls around it, you know, the jail, rather. One is a lady who was put in jail, and they took her child away, and she hung herself, just kind of gave up on life, I suppose. One was an Indian chief who died of natural causes in there, they say. And then another, I forget who she said, George or someone. Then four children. Apparently, sometimes you can hear them running around upstairs and laughing and playing, but there's no one there. Sorry. Now I remember who the other one was. It was the guy that the first hanging they had in Holbrook. The guy George, right? That was the first hanging there.
Oh, you're talking
about the ghosts? Yeah, he was the first.
Travel Channel would love this place.
Right? Really cool. So I think the first guy they hung there, George, they say he's still there too. So that would account for the three that were in the jailhouse. George Smiley, I guess. And then the children we talked about and the Indian chief and the mother. So there you have it.
There's just a lot for you to see. So start off in that tourism office. There's a lot of history to be learned here and a lot of culture to explore. So if you love that kind of stuff, you're gonna love checking out Holbrook. We hope we've inspired you this episode.
So join us next time.
Please subscribe to, rate, and share our podcast with your friends.
Or, you know, whomever.
And please like and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.
We're also on Twitter. And on all social platforms, we are at The Romies.
That's
T-H-E-R-O-A-M-I-E-S. And our main hub is our website.
At www.theromies.com.
That's right. That's
T-H-E-R-O-A-M-I-E-S.com. We'll be there until next time.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye.